I love Abraham Simpson. You know who that is? Anyone? Homer's dad. Yeah, Grandpa Simpson. He's a curmudgeon. He really is. And he's usually in a bad mood. And the family usually gives him a break. And I have a favorite episode, at least a favorite holiday episode of The Simpsons. It's from a few years back, and it's called Holidays of Future Past. It's got a little bit of a wonderful life. It's a Wonderful Life in it. But in the episode, Maggie Simpson, the one with the pacifier, Maggie has a baby. And Grandpa Abe has a great line in it. This is what he says. During the episode, he goes, it'll make me cry. It's like a really good line. If there's one day a year to give unwed mothers a break, it's Christmas. I love that line, and I love the sentiment behind it. It just shows some love. And in today's Bible reading, the angel told Mary not to be afraid. And guess what? She was afraid. She was in trouble. And regardless of her circumstances and why she was in them, she needed a break just after the reading. If Mary gets out of town. See, if the Mary scenario were to play out today, too many people who claim to follow Jesus would look at Mary and shame her. Absolutely would. We, the church, would do that to Mary. And it's unacceptable. It really is. It'd be much better to listen to Grandpa Simpson. I wish everyone would take off our look how holy I am masks and simply show some love. And then we could get a Grandpa Simpson ornament and put it on the tree. What is it that we're doing? What is it about us and us collectively, not just the church, the us, needs to see the wrong in someone else? What is it about us that needs to turn up our nose and look down on someone who doesn't do things or live according to the way we think it should be? What is it about us that always finds a way to marginalize the other? And before we pat ourselves on the back and say, oh no, we don't do that. I don't do that. We all do that. All of us. Did you hear about insert fake concern disguised as gossip sharing? We should pray for insert the name of the subject of fake concern. We have taken an important story from the Bible. The birth narrative is an important story in the Bible, one that regardless of the science and the miracle and how Jesus was conceived, is about showing love and acceptance. And somehow we've given it the power to look on others with disdain and shame. We've taken puritanical purity to the extreme and completely turned God's message of unconditional love on its ear. That's what we do. So how do we change that? We can start like Grandpa Simpson. If there's one day a year to give unwed mothers a break, it's Christmas. If there's one day a year to take off our look how holy I am masks and simply show some love, it's Christmas. And if there's another day, it's every other day. So let's do some replacing. We can replace hate with love. We can replace judgment with acceptance. Replace disdain with care. Replace anger with forgiveness. Replace take with give. Replace resentment with reconciliation. Replace shame with welcome. Replace clenched fists with outstretched arms. Think of some more with me. They don't have to be grammatically perfect or anything like that. Replace what with what? Go ahead, shout some out. Replace what?
Hunger with food.
Replace hunger with food. Yes. I know, I put you on the spot. Two words. Replace what with a smile? Road rage with a smile. Yes. I remember Jonathan Brandmeier, when he was popular back in the 80s, instead of a particular symbol you could express with your hand, he was going with a high C for courtesy all the time. So instead of showing your road rage, you used a smile or a courtesy. What else? Selfishness with compassion. Yes. Come on, we can do this. We can get lots more of these. Just roll them right out there.
Hate with love.
Hate with love. Yes.
Anger with love.
Yes.
Fear with faith.
Fear with faith. Yes. Self-righteousness with an open heart. Amen.
Sorrow with joy.
Sorrow with joy. Yeah.
Pride with humility.
You're really good at this. See? You knew you were good at this. Come on, a few more.
Boredom with interest.
Boredom with interest. Yeah.
Despair with hope.
You get the pattern. The pattern, take something that is ugh, and replace it with Merry Christmas, right? Replace greed with generosity. Violence with peace. There is far too much of that. There's too much of it right now. There's too much of it in the news, and there's too much of it that's not on the news. Too much. Replace fear with comfort. Replace one day with every day. Amen.